just killed a man. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Lessons on Living, where today we will be discussing the Ernest J. Gaines novel, A Lesson Before Dying. Today I am your host, Arshel Talmach, along with my co-host, Grayson Coker.
Hey.
Becca Parker.
Hey.
Isabella Morin.
Hello.
And Miranda Diaz.
Hi.
And today we are talking about A Lessons Before Dying, as said before, and our topic of discussion will be the controversy over one of the main characters, Jefferson, who is the convicted criminal in this novel, whether he is an animal, more specifically a hog in the book, or is he a man? And we'll be going further in depth as we talk about that. So to begin with, Becca would like to start off with a few quotes about what exactly we're talking about.
Okay, so in the beginning of the book, Jefferson's Nan-Nan, which I'm assuming is like his aunt or something.
Godmother.
Godmother. She talks to the teacher, Grant, about how the prosecutor referred to her godson as a hog, and she's furious about it, and she's very convicted about it because she's worried that he might actually be a hog, not that he literally thinks he's a hog, but he thinks he's dumb because he's been called dumb. And so he continues to think this way even when Grant is visiting him. He actually says, "I'm an old hog that they're fattening up to kill." And so Grant's job, or what the godmother wants Grant to do, is to give back Jefferson his humanity.
Anybody else, any takes on that? About
also towards the middle of the book, he still refers to himself as a hog and says, "Hogs don't worry, hogs just know." And then, "Hogs don't know anything." That's what Jefferson said. And he once again refers to them fattening him up for Christmas to kill him at Christmas time.
So there's definitely that overarching theme that Jefferson does refer to himself as a hog and doesn't think that he deserves that level of humanity that's like naturally endowed upon us. Anything to take away or add to that?
Well, I think that a lot throughout the book he makes a lot of, I mean, I wouldn't say he jokes about it, but I think he makes a lot of like sarcastic like references. And I mean, I feel like in one way somebody could be like, well, maybe he doesn't think he's a hog. He's just saying all that because, you know, like in court they actually like called him a hog. But I think that it comes down to like, I mean, do you guys think that he actually thought of himself as a hog, or do you think he just said it so much because they called him one?
I think that they, you know, just because of the culture that went around then, just because he's black, they put him down to the level of an animal because his demeanor, they think he's stupid, they just like basically call him worthless, and then he just starts to go along with it and just embraces it and is like, you know, they're calling me a hog, so I'm a hog, I'm stupid, I'm as dumb as they think I am.
But by the end, I really do think that he realized that he is still a human. He did still have purpose even for the last couple of weeks of his life. Mm-hmm.